Welcome to the Critical Hornets podcast. I'm Ethan Rodriguez, and on episode 10, I will be talking about the opioid epidemic and their effects on communities. On this episode, you will also hear Ben's story, a recovered opioid addict. Opioids are a class of drug that include heroin, synthetic opioids such as fentanyl, and pain relievers available legally by prescription such as oxycodone, hydrocodone, codeine, morphine, and many others. When used correctly, these medicines are very helpful. However, many people misuse prescription opioids, which can lead to addiction. The use of opioids can cause brain changes, and in 1 year, 11.5 million people misuse prescription opioids. Drug overdoses have increased dramatically since 1999. With deaths increasing more than 4 times the amount in the past 2 decades. The rise of deaths can be described as a mix between increased prescription, illegal use of heroin, and the rise of synthetic opioids such as cocaine and pills. Opioids can affect anyone, yet the highest rate of abuse is in the ages between 18 to 25. Even though the biggest abusers are between 18 and 25, the opioid epidemic has spread to every group of people in the United States. People are prescribed opioids for many types of reasons, yet the outcome for many is the same: addiction. Every day, the opioid epidemic affects millions of American families. 115 Americans die each day due to opioid-related causes. 7,000 people are treated each day, and 23% of people who try heroin develop a life-altering event. You will now hear Ben's story and how his life changed because of opioids.
Growing up, life was good. I had a great upbringing in a very upper to middle class family. My father was a school teacher and basketball coach. My mother owned a chain of flower shops. Had a brother and 2 sisters, active in sports, active in the community, very well-rounded, suburban, middle-class family. You know, it was a good life. I got a full-ride scholarship out of high school to go play Division I basketball, which was, you know, an amazing experience. And it was great until first day of practice my junior year. I went up for a rebound and came down on a guy's foot, and we both fell, and he fell on top of me, and I broke my ankle. Unbeknownst to me, it was broken. Went to the hospital, everything, x-rays, MRIs, all that. They said it was a really bad high ankle sprain. So went through 8 weeks of physical therapy and a walking boot. And after 8 weeks, went back to play, and I couldn't. I was still in a lot of pain. So I told the doctors, you know, hey, this is what's going on. I'm still hurting. And they couldn't figure it out. So their only way to get me back on the court was to give me pain medicine. So their solution was to prescribe me more opioid pain medicine. I built up a tolerance to it over the years, so they kept having to prescribe me more and more to get rid of the pain, and it did get rid of the pain. I became addicted to it. Like, I had to have it. It went to a point where it stopped being to control the pain to I have to have this all the time. So after college, I got a job doing mutual funds in Kansas City, and I was laid off when the Great Recession, when the housing market collapsed. I lost my insurance, so I could no longer afford to go see my doctor and to get my prescription. And I had to get them, you know. My brain's telling me, you have to have this. So I started making fake prescriptions. And I didn't have a job, so I started selling pills as well to supplement my income and to get my next fake script and to keep my fix going. And eventually that caught up with me, and I was charged with 11 counts of forgery, illegally obtaining a controlled substance, and I was sentenced to 10 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections, where I served 44 months of that sentence.
Drug overdose is now the leading cause of accidental death in the United States. This means that it is now more important than ever to get help or help somebody that you know. There is counseling, behavioral therapies, medication-assisted therapy, and hospital-based treatment. Knowing the dangers, signs, and symptoms of opioid abuse can save somebody's life. I hope you all enjoyed episode 10 on the Critical Hornets. Thank you for listening.